This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. I know, I've been talking a lot about data, but it is Thursday, which of course means we've got unemployment claim numbers. 185,000, slightly up from the week before, but we are still near a record low, and it doesn't mean the labor market has fully recovered. As we know, one of the hallmarks of the pandemic has been the so-called she-cession. Women lost jobs at a much higher rate than men, and many of them left the workforce altogether to stay at home with the kids. And now there's another piece of the COVID economy that's disproportionately impacting women, and that is inflation. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
You've probably heard of the pink tax, when companies price comparable items like deodorant and razors higher for women than men. Why?
I mean, one very simple reason is simply because companies can get away with it.
Vicky Morwitz is a marketing professor at Columbia Business School. She says some of this is discrimination, but there are logical reasons, too. For instance, women's haircuts can take more time. There are also strategic reasons. Companies might, say, use a higher quality fabric for a blouse because it allows them to mark up the price more.
Women may just value those things and be willing to pay more to obtain those features.
Retailers use the same tactics when they raise prices. Krish Thiagarajan is president of the retail analytics company Dataweave. He looked at 6 months of pricing data across 1 million products, mostly apparel and shoes.
A higher proportion of product in the women's side saw a higher increase. So women seems to be kind of gyrating more than men's.
The data show prices for women's clothing and shoes increased about 15%. 4% more than for men's. The gap may not sound like much, but women already only make 83 cents for every dollar a man makes. Women of color make even less. It also has a psychological effect. Francesco DeCunto, a professor of finance at Boston College, says higher prices for jeans may make women more sensitive to inflation in general, especially since women do most of the household shopping.
They actually find inflation much more visible, and therefore they think more about inflation. They actually expect systematically that inflation will be higher.
This matters a lot because expectations about inflation change how people look at their personal economies, including whether their wages are worth working for.
And so this type of effect could be important and, unfortunately, again, another negative potential effect for the case of women because it would reduce their labor force participation.
DeCunto says a she-cession and she-flation are colliding and that this could further slow down women's return to the workforce. Also, it's putting a lot more stress on women who already feel stretched thin after more than 2 years of pandemic parenting. Stacey Long is 42 and lives in Chatham, Massachusetts. The restaurant she served at laid her off at the beginning of the pandemic. She was also pregnant with her second child, which made her extra worried about the virus. And she and her boyfriend, who works as a builder and fisherman, couldn't find childcare for her toddler.
And then if you find any, the prices are so high, and then that's your entire paycheck. So then almost like, what is the point?
Meanwhile, rising food prices means she switched to generic brand formula for her baby, and she spends more time couponing and getting creative in the kitchen.
I'm trying to make really awesome meals, but yet, what can you do with a family pack of chicken legs? You can only stretch that so far to make something, you know?
Long serves her family at home, but she really misses serving at the restaurant. She's an extrovert and likes interacting with customers. She's hoping to get back to work 2 nights a week this summer.
Well, I definitely need my sanity. And with 2 little boys, I'm going to work somehow. I'm going to figure it out.
But with soaring prices and childcare costs, work might contribute more to her sanity than her family's budget. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.